BBC, Holby City, starring Hari Dhillon as Michael, Leila Ruas as Sahira, Adam Astill as Dan, and Moya Brady as Gillian. Devil in the Detail by Mark Pye and Martha Hillier. Previously.
Stephen, agency nurse.
Since when did you have a problem with male nurses?
I don't. I'm not gay. I can still like you.
Your micromanagement regime is just ridiculous. If you think a smile is going to make me think twice about cutting you open, then you're every bit as naive as you look.
In light of the tragic death of Sunil Bharti, the board has decided to postpone the opening of the new plastics department indefinitely.
I'm going to resign.
I accept your resignation, Mr. Spence, but on my terms, not yours.
At Holby Care, Michael walks up to a security panel and presses his pass against the glass casing. The panel flashes red, and he tries again. Noticing that Mary Claire's working inside, he knocks at the door, but she simply shoots him a cold look in return. A woman hangs a staff pass around her neck that reads, Gillian Kavanagh, Theatre Liaison Manager. Now, Michael's walking through Keller Ward. Two nurses turn away as he walks past them, and he rolls his eyes. He continues onwards towards the nurses' station, where Chantelle's working, and places his hands on the desk, but she continues writing. Finally, she looks up.
Hi.
She returns to her work, leaving him little option but to walk off. In his office, Hanson's going through theatre lists, writing the initials HH next to people's names. He caps his pen and hands the list to Gillian, who's standing before his desk. She takes a look at his amendments, then casts a wary glance in his direction. Out on the ward, Michael's reading the list when he rips it off the wall and screws it up into a ball. He walks past Gillian and throws the paper in a bin. On Darwin Ward...
You are kidding me. It's ridiculous.
She's only doing her job.
Ask the lab. I'm clear.
You gave Gillian a nasal swab, right?
Theatre liaison manager. It's a made-up job if ever I heard one.
Hudson's a bit dog's body, more like.
You said you'd talk to him.
Yes, and I tried.
Well, tell him we're grinding to a standstill.
Look, he's just snowed under at the moment. Excuse me. And anyway, I'm just...
You're too chicken.
No, I'm just waiting for patients to arrive.
Six electives cancelled and half the nursing staff on preoperative communication training, whatever that is, and the best surgeon in the hospital not operating because of a paperwork backlog. I'm about to go insane.
Steady, Jack. It's not Sahira's fault.
That's it. Take her side. Elliot, back me up.
Thus, like the sea monster, they turn in and devour each other. It's just an observation.
Okay, I will try. I will talk to him. I will.
Are you even listening to me?
Yes.
And?
I think you're on thin ice, and I suggest you toe the line. Would you like a reference?
All right. You're giving me the dog cases. I get that. I even understand the risk management, punishment detail thing. But Holby Care, I'm not even under contract with you for that.
No place to hide, eh? Oh, and I assume you'll understand why we've waived the bonus.
All right, I get it. This whole thing is a huge deal, all right? But I'm kicking out $5,000 a month in maintenance. You don't even know what it's like to have four kids.
How do you know? Benny, Bjorn, little Agnito could at this very moment be...
Oh, you're loving this.
What, hitting you where it hurts?
What, my kids?
No, your wallet, Mr. Spence. Don le portefeuille.
Michael shakes his head with frustration and walks out. Sahira's on Darwin.
Well done. Yay, you did it. It's not so bad, is it? Oh, let me introduce you to some of the gang.
Yay, play school.
Okay, hold hands.
Yeah, sure, we'll hold hands. This is Greg. He's a doctor like me. This is Jamal. He's my VIP.
Hey, Jamal. Nice warm coat you've got there.
And this is Jack.
Needed in outpatients.
Jack is a doctor too. Jamal's having some problems with his breathing.
Can't breathe.
Yeah, so we're going to have a little explore in your throat, all right?
Can't breathe.
And this is Gillian. She's a nurse, a sort of paper person.
Paper person?
I'm a nurse. OK, love. Let's get HCA to get you in the bath and get you into the bed, eh?
No, thank you.
Oh, no, I have promised Jamal the royal treatment.
Yes, just, aren't you in theatre?
Oh, don't worry about that. I've swapped with Greg.
Does Mr. Hanson know?
Well, he doesn't need to.
I think maybe he does.
Surely I don't have to clear that with him. Come on.
Paper person.
Gillian Kavner.
What I'm thinking, cake. Americano, please, and the latte for the lady. Is there any sport you don't play? You mean socially or at county level? Present. All my cases.
Seriously?
Yep, I am in Wedmin Hell. Got to put the honeymoon before I fly out tonight.
Winter sun, eh? It's a hard life.
Work, actually. World Symposium on Upper Limb Trauma Management. In Miami.
It's all graft in orthopedics. Oh, how many toe breaks do I have?
Any problems, I'm down on AAU today.
With his golf bag slung over his shoulder, Dan saunters off, leaving Oliver to pick up the coffees. Hanson's still sitting at his desk, checking off theatre lists. Once done, he gets up and moves to a table behind him, from which he retrieves a birdcage that's covered in green cloth. He pulls the cloth off the cage. A small bird with yellow and brown plumage is sitting inside.
Is that the revised list? Or the revised list?
Go and see if we made the netball team. I can't take the tension.
There's a netball team.
Bed list. You know, like we used to have on computer. But then some stuff went down and now everything needs two teeny letters before we go old school and like heal the sick.
You made it. Got your little late change.
Hey, putting a micro back into micromanagement. Be handing out toilet passes next.
Who's the Crohn's guy?
Lovely guy, Bedley. Tell him I'm just finding out about jabs and I'm chasing up the biopsy now.
Sigmoid colectomy. Sure you can handle it.
Larynx.
Michael heads over to the patient.
Gary, my name is Michael Spence.
I'm not all you are, mate.
All right, well, I got to take care of a couple of things, but after that, we're going to get you in theatre, get you sorted out.
Get me kecks off, get in the bed, right?
You know the drill.
Yeah, well, whatever, mate. I just want it done right. Beneath this calm exterior lies a man writhing in agony.
Okay.
Now, about your sigmoid colectomy. Mr. Bickerton?
Gillian quickly pulls the curtain round Gary, who's getting undressed.
Gillian, hi, I'm Michael Spence. Now, traditionally we introduce ourselves to each other, but I'm guessing due to my notoriety, you've decided to dispense with the formalities.
Actually, we haven't met before. I covered his ward sister with you on AAU last year.
Right, sorry.
Nurses all look the same, eh?
Anyway, sigmoid colectomy?
Oh, I'm afraid it's been bumped. We're cancelling all non-urgents due to the backlog.
No, wait, I've just told him he's going in.
Sorry, it didn't make the list.
What is that, a joke? Change the list.
I know it's inconvenient.
Oh, what a bunch of crap. What, you couldn't have told me this 5 minutes ago?
I've only just got this information myself. If you want to change the system, talk to Mr. Hanson.
Good timing for you. I even took out the little red devils. I figured you didn't have time for supper, or lunch, or breakfast. Look, if there's anything I can do, you know, it just seems like you've taken on quite a lot.
Thank you.
How's your appetite?
Couldn't be better.
Right. Look, we need to talk about Gillian.
Oh, yes, Miss Kavanagh. I think she's got off on the wrong foot.
Well, more like, how do I put this? Treading on people's toes.
Yes. So I'd like you to buddy her, if you would. You're good on the soft stuff. Help her make friends, bring people round.
Okay.
Well, I thought you said you wanted to help.
Well, yes, I do.
Excellent.
Dan's on the phone.
Okay, superior suite with harbour view. You have a nanny service, right?
Looking at dodgy websites again. Found it under the begonias by the gazebo.
Honeymoon. No expense spared.
Oh, finally got your arson gear.
Sorry, I'm going to have to call you back.
Do you know what that irritating cow's done now?
Enlighten me.
Gillian.
She said it's a conflict of interest for us to treat Stephen because he's a friend.
Stephen?
Yeah, the agency nurse. Terribly good looking.
As good looking as us.
The gay one.
Oh, him?
He's in, is he?
Yeah, he's done something to his wrist. Nice surprise, though.
Come on. I'll put this on now.
I'm sorry, but it's not my call.
Yeah, right.
No, really, it isn't.
What, some bloke come in and slip you a couple of tenners, did he?
No.
I read the papers.
You've been deemed non-urgent.
By you?
It's a clinical judgment based on your blood tests.
Gary sits down on the edge of the bed.
Mr. Spence, I'm in agony.
We can manage the discomfort.
Don't discomfort me. Agony. Flaming agony, like 11 out of 10.
I understand your disappointment, but...
I'm not disappointed. I'm furious.
All I'm saying is give her a chance.
Did Hansen tell you to say this?
No.
I agree. She has suffered terribly with her back.
Really?
Yeah, an 18-month sickie for sciatica.
Depression.
Good. Not evil. So it's a pity job.
Unless she's sleeping with Hansen.
Oh, Henrik, you're so handsome.
What? She did it with Michael.
Two words. Lord Byrne.
All cleared. We've jumped the queue. Check on Mr. Kingsley. I can't find his social worker's case number or any of the reference codes.
Well, I don't think he has a social worker. He lives with his mum.
Oh, typical GP. Don't bother with the admin.
Actually, the GP is a friend of mine and my husband's. They rang and asked us if...
Give him the VIP treatment.
It's been cleared by Mr. Hansen.
OK, Mr. Kingsley, bathed, clothes bagged and into new pyjamas, please. And this might be a fire hazard.
Right, so how long have you had these breathing problems for, Jamal? Kate, forget the bath, and can you get a nebulizer, please?
Since Melody died.
And who's Melody?
My best friend.
Right, and what happened after Melody died?
I put her in the bag and threw her in the river. But the police got her and gave me back the bag.
Is Melody one of your animals?
There's Melody from the paddock, and Melody, who is a dog, who is dead, who was a bitch. Rude word, bad word.
It's okay, Jamal, okay? Calm down.
Rude word, bitch.
Should you not call this mother?
No. Look, she gets 1 week's respite holiday a year. Any clash with this, which is why I said I would personally...
Look, you don't seem to know a lot about him. He's clearly vulnerable.
Actually, he's pretty independent. He even has a job. Like I said, this is a favour.
No!
What, for a friend of a friend?
Okay, I'll do that.
Are you sure about this?
Come on, come out. I've called you a cab.
No. I'm going to do something stupid.
Well, Gary, this is already kind of stupid.
I'm gonna neck the bleach or something.
Come on. Come out. We'll have a rational discussion.
No. I can't take it anymore. It's gonna break me this time.
Look, it's just gonna be a couple of weeks. We'll find another date. We'll get you a new slot.
They won't give me the time off.
Look, I will write them a letter, and I will explain everything.
They won't believe it. Oh, another sickie, Gary. Been watching the match, Gary. I think I'm blagging about the pain.
Well, I will explain to them in the letter about the pain.
Well, man, don't think I've blagged you. I'm a joke down there.
Surely if a doctor's...
I'm at Last Chance Saloon. Please. I need the money. I've already lost 50 quid for today.
Gary, my hands are tied. There are no more slots.
50 quid's nothing to you, is it? How much do you make? Probably like 50 grand or something.
Malik turns to Michael.
Oh, look, I have a notion.
Please, mate, do something. I'm at the end of the line here. I need the money.
Okay, look, I will think about it. Now, is there someone you want me to call for you? A partner? Anyone?
No. She thinks I'm a loser. So do the kids.
Jack's with baby Freya. She looks at Mary Claire.
Problem?
Are you doing that staring thing? You know, checking on me to see if I'm pretty?
That'd be a no.
I'm getting it all the time now. Oh, you'd be a lovely mummy, Mary Claire. Oh, when are you starting a family, Mary Claire? Never ends.
These people actually know you. Thermometer, please.
I hate it up here.
sure the parents will be thrilled.
So heavy. Does my head in.
Jack takes Freya's temperature. Chris is with Stephen.
So come on, tell me what happened.
Not saying. Too embarrassing.
I'm sure I've heard worse.
All right. I'm running along. See a fence, think, I can jump that. Apparently not. Thing is, the fence was, yay high.
See, that's the problem with exercising. Swelling's quite bad, but that doesn't seem to be any neurovascular compromise.
I'm sure it's fine. It's just my friend insisted.
Friend?
Training partner. Still single.
So you managed to drag yourself away?
Yeah. Sorry, after the police.
It's the problem with cheap stilettos.
Hello there. Good to see you.
Likewise.
You're being transferred, yeah?
No, he's not. I mean, what this has to do with this liaison, I don't know.
She does have a hotline to the big guy.
He's not leaving. He came here specifically so we could...
Because you let me jump the queue?
I guess they're tense about favours. It's understandable.
The politics has quadrupled since you left. I'm going to go and chase these x-rays.
I think you'll live?
Yeah. Sorry. I probably didn't even need to come in.
So why did you? Why come to AAU? Whatever you're trying to do here, it's not going to work.
Where are you going?
Keller, Oliver, bloody F2.
Right, Jamal, now I'm going to need you to stand up, all right? Can you do that? Let me take this jacket off, you must be boiling.
Don't touch my coat! I'll kill you!
Wait, Jamal, no way, okay?
Hey, Greg, it's okay, I can handle this.
Now, in your view, should this patient remain alone on the ward?
He is not alone.
Don't be a rude bugger, no.
Greg, I've got it under control, thank you.
Pardon me for breathing.
Now, I hate to pull rank here.
You pull rank with me? How?
Please don't fight. Have my coat.
It's just two little letters. Here.
Absolutely. Put it on mic to read, Cloud, please.
What's the ETA on that? A couple of months?
Oh, yes. Now, why would I go through everything with a fine-tooth comb? What possible reason?
Yeah, all right. Look, the guy's desperate.
Hansen picks up the paperwork.
Blood count still.
It's the pain.
Which you measured by...
You like to see grown men cry? Don't answer that.
Hansen puts his initials on the form.
Wow, amazing. Western civilization did not collapse.
So what's the problem?
Can we just check with Mr. Malik?
As I've said, Mr. Malik is at the gym and I'm just taking the slot from his no-show.
Oh. Okay. Did Gillian say the slot had become a floater?
Will you forget Gillian? She's a nobody.
Mr. Spence?
We don't need her to sign it because, look, I've got the little HH.
Did Mr. Hansen really write that?
Of course.
Only...
What?
It's usually in black pen.
So he's having his blue period.
You wouldn't, like, trick me, would you? I don't mean that in a rude way.
No. Okay, it's fine. I see where you're coming from. Thanks for your help. I'll sort it out myself.
Hansen comes over to Sahira.
Miss Shah, I hear we have a vulnerable patient on the ward without adequate supervision.
I'm sorry, I did have to refer it. We're doing our absolute best to make sure that all our risk management procedures...
Yes, spare me.
I know it seems like box ticking.
He needs a biopsy. He can barely breathe.
Has no problem in bellowing, I gather.
What happened to autonomy and clinical judgment?
We already had a fracas on Keller this morning.
Well, frankly, I am extremely offended by the idea that just because he has a learning difficulty, he's prone to violence.
I never said that.
No, I think Miss Kavanagh means the risk to the patient himself. I mean, he's here surrounded by unfamiliar faces, and just because you've chosen to help out a GP friend on the sly...
There's nothing sly about it.
We can't have any more of these informal arrangements. Surely you understand that.
Why don't we call this GP in social care and get a full picture of his needs?
One step ahead of you, Jilly. 28 years of GP notes and recent meetings of an MDT board. You ready? Here we go.
Team applaud Mr. Kingsley's independence and recommend minimal intervention. Team congratulate Mr. Kingsley on obtaining part-time work at Wyvern West Children's Zoo. Happy? Now, I know chasing paperwork is a brilliant use of my time, but, you know, files need to be filed.
Thank you. I know admin is boring, but...
You said it.
That's uncalled for, Miss Shah.
I'm sorry. I'll get on with actually dealing with my patient, shall I?
Yes, you will. Once I've had a chance to read through these, thank you.
Your best friend been telling tales?
It's not that, it's just her judgment. I'm not sure she has any.
I could have told you that.
So, is it true that she slept with Michael Spence?
No, it's just a vicious rumour, apparently.
Jack's noticed Gillian listening in. Dan's loitering outside AAU when Chrissy comes out. He quickly heads for the vending machine.
Did you get my four messages?
Sorry, delay. Ollie completely balls something.
Stephen's got pins and needles in his hand.
Okay, well, try raising the...
Could you try? You're the doctor.
Okay. Where is he?
Radiology.
Oh, right. Well, Ollie's really struggling, so I...
No, I'm mistaken. He's back.
Well, your chair's a bit OTT, isn't it?
Shh! Act ill. I'm not giving in to Jane.
I'm really not sure we should rock the boat on this.
Sorry?
Joking.
Oh, I forgot. I'm marrying Michael McIntyre.
You getting married?
Yeah. Happened after you left.
Well, it's brilliant. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, how are you doing it? Big, small?
I've been convinced somewhere in between.
I have a big family.
Rubbish. Just wants to show me off to the world.
As Chrissy heads off, Stephen gives Dan a long look.
What is the problem? Hansen has already said yes.
Well, I'm just not a yes person.
Yeah, clearly.
I'm allowed to make these calls.
Yeah, because what do I know about surgery that you don't?
Oh, please don't patronize me. Mr. Bickerton might think his pain's exceptional, but...
But you have crawled inside his neurological system and experienced...
I have worked extensively in palliative care, so pardon me if I don't think the guy who can lock himself in the toilet is urgent.
No, this is about something else. This is personal.
Oh, well, that's irrelevant.
So you admit it?
Well, how can I not? How can it not be personal? Oh, my God. You don't even remember, do you? Well, that's great. That's just great.
Come on, hit me with it. What did I do? Insult your ability to alphabetize? What?
Summer barbecue. You made a move on me. Quite a serious move.
Okay.
And when I said no, you said that a woman who looked like me should just go for it while she's got the chance.
That is, it's terrible.
Oh, it was very hurtful and damaging to my self-esteem. It set me back.
When was this?
Well, it was about the time I took sick leave.
Has no one been in to wash you this week?
They came, but they didn't help.
Oh, why not?
Insurance. Paper person.
So you've been completely on your own?
Don't tell Mum. Don't tell Mum. Don't tell Mum.
Hey.
Mum's on holiday.
It's okay, it's okay, but I'm sure she'll...
Don't tell Mum. Swear on your life.
You have been fed, right?
I like Jaffa cakes.
Has no one been in to give you a hot meal? I thought that was the whole plan.
46 Jaffa cakes in the cupboard. And Rice Krispies and Ricicles.
Eve, can you ensure that he gets a hot meal after the operation, please?
What's the operation?
Remember I told you we go into a big room, you have a little sleep, and then I take a tube and see what's making it hard for you to breathe.
Who will look after Andy?
Who's Andy?
There's Andy, my mum's friend, and Andy, my friend.
Okay, and how do we contact Andy?
Jamal goes over to his coat and fumbles in the pocket. He brings out a mouse.
This is Andy.
Oh, he can't come into theatre. He has to go home.
On his own? Can I go with him?
No. No, you have to stay here. We don't want you to get worse, do we?
But he needs looking after too. He needs hot food as well.
In the ladies' toilet, Gillian takes a pill from a packet and pops it in her mouth. Then she reconsiders and takes the pill out of her mouth and throws it into a Tupperware box containing her lunch. She grabs a sandwich instead. Michael's talking to Gary.
Well, I'm sorry, I've tried again, but the computer still says no, I'm afraid.
Okay. Well, thanks for doing your best.
Now, I can up your medication dosages, so...
So I can walk around like a zombie. They're gonna love that. Must reckon I'm a right crybaby.
Nope.
And I can't have it private, I suppose.
No, you could, but it'd cost you.
How much?
It's about $3,000, unless you have insurance.
Oh, yeah. Comes with a company car and the air miles.
Sorry.
Do you take plastic?
I thought you said your finances were tight.
Yeah, well, I told them I was broke, so they upped the limit.
It's not really a wise choice.
Well, I was going to treat the kids, but I've not got to them like this, right?
Michael nods. Jack's tending to baby Freya, while Mary Claire speaks to a woman outside. After a few moments, Mary Claire comes in.
Right, looks like she's off to her new foster parents.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
She's been signed off.
Yep, that's her social worker.
Tell her to come back this afternoon, please.
What? Why?
I'm concerned about Murmur. We need to do an echocardiogram.
Right, but the paediatrician said
that... OK, top trumps. CT consultant beats paediatric registrar.
Right, is this going to take a long time? Because seriously, I've got a flight to catch.
Do it or I'll tell your boss you're doing paid work on your breaks.
Mary Claire rolls her eyes and walks out. Jack half smiles to herself. As Mary Claire runs down the corridor, she rips off her overall, fluffs up her hair, and heads into Holby Care. Oliver goes over to the nurse's station.
Now what I got today? 6 toes.
Hey, knew you were inbred.
Oh, Malik, you're clever, you'll know this.
Thank you.
Is the Gambia a real place?
In West Africa, yeah, why'd you ask?
No reason, only Mr. Bickerton was talking about it earlier, and I thought it sounded made up, like Timbuktu.
Why is he sticking around? I thought you said it was access denied. Hey, Mr. Bickerton. Still enjoying the facilities, I see.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about, you know, the fuss earlier in the toilet.
Hey, it's cool. I've seen worse.
I was just desperate.
Would you like transport or something?
Nah, Mr. Spence is taking me private.
You're paying him?
Like I said, desperate.
Malik looks thoughtful.
Don't usually come up here, posh, isn't it? Lab results, Mr. Bickerton. They said they were urgent, so I chased you as fast as the little legs could carry me.
Okay, this isn't a great result for him. I'm gonna need backup in theater. Where's Mr. Malik?
He was downstairs.
Chantal, is there an organized thing amongst the nurses to cut me dead?
Not organized. Just... For what it's worth, I've been fighting you, Corner. Told everyone I can, you're not evil. Just a bit daft and gullible.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Excuse me.
You are not supposed to be up here. Hansen has banned you.
Yes, from practice, not the physical space.
Not how I understood it.
Look, whatever. I've got a patient. He's a charity case.
Which charity?
The Delaware Foundation. They are paying for the operation, so if you don't mind, I'll...
She bars his way.
What have I done to you? Do I not want to know that?
Because of you, I'm having to work a shift on pediatrics. I hate pediatrics.
What's that got to do with me?
No plastic scandal, no Gillian. No Gillian, no theatre communications course, no theatre communications course, and then I would not be doing a double shift, and I know that I would be out of here in enough time to get the one flight to Reykjavik without any of the stress.
All right, tell you what, how about I get you a car to the airport and I'll give you my pass for the VIP lounge? Will you cooperate?
That'll do nicely.
Miss Shah, this cannot happen.
2 hours and I will keep it in an aseptic area and...
No! And on this I must prevail. And it is my backside that has to manage infection control matters. Surely you, as a consultant, can see that this is unacceptable.
I can see both sides.
And what about you? Are you toeing the line as well?
Is he wearing clogs? Because if a mouse is wearing clogs, it makes all the difference. He's basically human.
Gillian walks out, fuming.
There she goes, to tell tales. Okay. So what do I owe you?
Nothing. I just love animals. Mm. And I need a second opinion on Freya.
How unethical is this on a scale of 1 to 7?
Yeah, 1, maybe 2. Just not sure she's ready yet.
Manipulating a desperate guy to go private. Spence has no shame.
We don't know he manipulated anyone.
Come on. Michael is a shyster. Why is he still here? I don't know.
I guess he's got maintenance payments.
Well, he's got some dirt on Hanson.
So are you going to do the op?
No way. Not so he can make a buck.
Fine, so you tell Hanson.
Uh-uh. I don't grass. You know that.
Okay, so you tell someone else and it gets back to him like a gobby nurse.
Oh, for God's sake, Ollie. We're not women. Mm. Let me think.
On the other hand, he gets sacked. Who's there waiting ninja style to be made consultant?
Hey, that has never in a million years crossed my mind, okay?
Okay. Here's a wild one. How about we stay out of it?
Okay, without the x-ray, I can't discharge you, but it looks like your GP can manage it from here.
I'm sorry. Obviously upset you.
Not at all. It's fine.
I didn't come here to see you.
You're a nurse. You must have known it was just a sprain.
I even checked where you were, okay? They said you were on Keller.
Who did you talk to about me?
No one. I did nothing. Look, I respect your privacy.
It's not privacy. Nothing to do with privacy. I just don't want people to get them...
Oh, for God's sake, look, I know I made a move. I don't find you irresistible. I didn't come here to drag you out of the closet, okay? I came here because my wrist's screwed, that's all.
I'm just trying to protect
my... Wife-to-be? Of course you are.
I am.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Very happy for you. And her.
Please. Stay away from us. Please. Please don't...
Rain on your parade?
That's not funny.
Oh, get over yourself. I get it, okay? You're not gay. You're so not gay. You couldn't be less gay because being gay is revolting. Fat! I hope they find a cure.
Hang on, you're not discharged.
Nope, I'm leaving. Wouldn't want to infect everyone.
Back in the bed.
Tell Chrissy I said good luck with the wedding.
Okay, look, I'm not going to apologize again. I'm really sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Honest mistake. You were down as his next of kin. Well, you married him, love.
Hey, nurse, I'm finished. I'm off to the golf course.
Amazing, that's fast.
Well, you crack one bone, you crack them all.
It's like you're a proper doctor.
Okay, I'll make sure I tell him. Whew, he wants to hear the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
If it's toilet humour about Gillian's floater, I'm not interested.
Even funnier than that, Spence is not only a grasping yank, he's a gullible grasping yank.
I could have told you that.
Turns out our friend Mr. Bickerton is on bail for credit card fraud, due in court next week.
Well, he can't be going to court. He's flying to the Gambia to see his girl. Oh, I see.
How do we know?
Ex-wife, not a happy bunny.
I could have told you that too. He was asking me about jabs.
Guess what? He owes her, check this, 30 grand. How do you rack up that kind of debt?
Catalogues.
So what do we do? Tell Michael he's about to be ripped off?
Nope. The Malik... never grasses.
Okay. Don't worry. I'm going to take good care of him. He'll be right here when you wake up, all right?
I love you.
Thank you. You're a lovely boy.
Will you marry me?
Oh, nurse, quick! Kidney dish! Anything quick! Oh, nose tail. Scissors. Anyone got some cheese?
What do you mean you haven't asked anyone yet? Only 6 weeks away.
I'm still at the long list stage.
Now we can't make decisions. You can ask Greg.
Might that be a bit weird? Because you and him...
As long as you keep it out of the speech. Why? Do you think he's secretly still fancies me?
Gorgeous though you are, I think not.
Finally, Stephen's x-rays. Ow. Nasty. Where is he?
He discharged himself. He said he felt fine.
Really? Is he mad? And what? That needs a plate, doesn't it?
Possibly.
How come she didn't notice the displacement?
Yes, sorry. I don't know how I missed it.
We better go and find him.
Michael bumps into Malik.
Ah, Malik, I'm going to need you in theater. I'm taking Gary Bickerton up to Holby Care.
Please, I don't get a bed for a sigmoid colectomy.
Well, this is an ileorectal anastomosis, which I don't believe you've done. Here, check out the biopsy results.
Malik looks at them.
Chantel, will you get Mr. Bickerton moved upstairs, please?
Ouch, that's got to hurt. So why wouldn't they complete the colonoscopy?
They probably couldn't get the camera because of the strictures.
Typical outpatients. Leave the nasty surprises for the real doctors.
Oh, come on, man. Will you, for once, give someone the benefit of the doubt?
Chantel notices the tension.
So is it sexy surgery, then?
Yeah. Count me in.
Oh, great. Thanks. Really look forward to seeing you up there.
Amoebic colitis. Unusual this far north of Tripoli. What was that you were saying about the Gambia?
Oh, it's in sub-Saharan Africa. It has a thriving tourist industry with regular flights from Gatwick Airport. Gary's been several times.
Yeah, well, more importantly, this turns a sigmoid colectomy into a major procedure.
So?
So, you reckon Mr. Bickerton's aware that he might be stiffed an extra 15 grand?
Isn't that entirely academic, given that Mr. Bickerton is hustling?
Look, that's not the point. The point is Spence is up to something.
Skip lesions on the large bowel and colon. Rectal sparing, no fat wrapping.
So what did he say when you told him how serious this was?
Okay, we are looking at a subtotal colectomy and ileorectal anastomosis. Nothing. I didn't know what I'd find until I opened him up. Grab the kidney dish?
Yeah, but obviously you gave him the heads up about the extra cost, right? So he had the choice to wait for NHS treatment.
Hey, can we just concentrate on the job at hand?
Michael.
Yes, I told him. It's fine. He's fine with everything. It's not a problem.
So what, you didn't think maybe, given his financial problem, you should have pushed him to wait?
It's his choice. Look at the consent form.
You didn't tell him, did you?
Now, that's an outrageous accusation.
Just answer the question.
We have a bleed. Suction.
Outside, Stephen hails a cab. As he's about to get in, Dan runs out.
Stephen! I need you to come back in. I'm sorry. It's comminuted intra-articular radius fracture. His medical speak for badly broken. I don't know how I missed him.
Could it be because you wouldn't touch me?
Yes. Because I wouldn't touch you. I'm sorry. Yeah, good. Got it. Clip.
Michael inserts the clip into the cavity.
Okay, that's it. Good, it's holding. 3-0 Vicryl. Good job, everyone. We got it all. Malik, that was nice. You came through there. Thank you.
Yeah, we gave him his money's worth at least.
Meaning?
You're trying to take him for everything he's got.
Malik, you got no idea what you're talking about.
Washing up afterwards.
I went too far.
Forget it.
I just want a straight answer. Did you tell him it was 15 grand, not 3?
No.
I knew it.
Because I've already arranged for the Delaware Foundation to pick up the tab. Money's gone through, he doesn't have to pay for anything, and for what it's worth, I have waived my fee.
Is that because you're such a nice guy, or because Henson suspended you from private practice?
Jeez, these nurses have big mouths. Yeah, it's because of that. But this guy, he deserved a break. I mean, you heard him. Family breakdown, work problems. So, did I have the teeniest bit of empathy for him, or am I just motivated by money?
Well, you've got form, so I'm going with money.
Jamal's out of surgery.
We need 15-minute obs, and can someone plead with histology to make the analysis urgent, yeah? We need to jump the queue on this one.
How were your clinical instincts? Was it fibrosis?
No, must be having an off day.
Gillian's found the mouse.
Who put that in here?
Oh, I am so sorry. I should have warned you.
Too late. You made air holes, right?
Yes, of course. Of course I did. I thought it was empty. What was in there?
Painkillers, little. For my back.
Well, I declare.
Greg holds up the dead mouse.
What am I going to do?
Incineration and antibac.
Oh, will you stop being so smug?
Sahira,
I was just trying to offer practical advice.
Well, I'm surprised this hasn't triggered a public inquiry or a post-mortem or an MDT or a float or whatever nonsense you come up with.
I just don't want to get caught up in politics.
Gillian leaves.
There she goes again.
Channeling your inner Jack Naylor.
Well, at least I'm standing up to it all.
Oh, yeah. Against a woman with chronic back pain. Everyone's mortal enemy.
Jack comes in.
Time to call in that favour.
Hey, you, Wikipedia girl. Find me the number of the Delaware Foundation.
To the internet?
He's arranged for some charity to pick up the tab on the bow jumping dude.
What? That's a nightmare.
Yeah, I might need to...
Explain. Possibly grovel.
Yep.
We should have spoken up, you know, to avoid a charity being dragged into all of this.
Yeah, possibly. Mr. Spence, there's something you need to know about Mr. Bickerton.
Ah. Gentle touch, Doctor.
Sorry. No pain, no gain.
Will I ever be able to use it again?
Absolutely. Morphine. Lots. The good stuff.
Forgive my idiot fiancé for his lack of diligence.
Of course. All been there.
Poor thing's been pulled every which way today, darling, haven't you?
Like I say, we've all been there.
I'll wait with you for the ambulance. St. James's has a specialist hand surgeon you can see.
These aren't due for another 13 minutes, are they?
The workload is too much. I'm not coping.
I see. Right. Do you like to sit down?
Gillian takes a seat opposite Hansen.
And in my best general practice tone, I shall say, what seems to be the trouble?
I think I came back too soon. I don't know. I didn't take my tablets. That might have something to do with it.
And why did you choose not to take your tablets?
Oh, I wanted to be 100% alert. Mm. When you feel up, you don't feel like taking them. I'm an idiot.
Not really. That is, I believe, a common mistake.
I'm so sorry to let you down. I feel like you've given me this chance to prove myself and I've just messed up.
Well, it's a very difficult role we have here. We're doing the work of several people.
But you don't really need me. We don't really need to be doing this.
No, I'm happy to write you the appropriate documentation if you feel you need more leave of absence.
I appreciate that. And if there's an appropriate role...
Obviously, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
Gillian gets up and heads out. Hansen watches her leave, then puts his fingers to his lips, looking worried.
I know foster parents are like gold dust, but the patient has to come first. Besides, the care Freya will need will be quite demanding, you know? They have to be smart and on the ball with her medication.
Well, she'll be gone in a few weeks once they find someone who's up to it.
Yeah, something like that.
Sahira sees the social worker out, then turns to Jack.
How does she take it?
Well, let's just say she shot the messenger. But Freya's going to stay with us for the meantime.
Good.
Gary.
How are you feeling? How's the pain?
I can't feel anything. When can you discharge me?
I'd say about a week or so.
It's my weekend with the kids. Mm.
Well, you have had a pretty major operation, and your condition was more serious than we realized preoperatively. You have an ongoing infection called amoebic colitis. Possibly picked it up abroad?
Unlikely, unless you count Western Supermare.
Well, whatever. But I would suggest that you get some very good insurance if you decide to travel outside the EU.
I'll be up and about soon enough, though, will I? You know, on my feet, get out of the house and not bedridden.
Yeah, should be, as long as you take care of yourself.
Ain't being cooped up. Mate, You've saved me. You really have. Are you allowed to accept thank yous?
Like what? Free spa day?
I was thinking more of this. I'll be honest, it's one of the ones the wife left.
Thanks, but that might be seen as a...
Backhander. Yeah, right. Sorry. Oops.
Now, I just want to talk to you about this bill.
Thing is, Doc, and this is, well, awkward, I haven't got my cards on me. I didn't think to bring them in.
Well, your bill has been paid by a charity called the Delaware Foundation.
Right. Why?
They're a benevolent fund. They're set up to help people with limited means. Usually they send sick kids to Disneyland, that type of stuff.
Right.
So I put in a strong word for you. Kind of figured you had a bum deal.
Right. Because of my up, then? Does that mean some kid doesn't get to go to Disneyland?
Well, try to think of it like that. It's clinical need first. So agonizing pain versus Mickey Mouse, it's kind of a no-brainer.
Stephen and Dan are sitting outside together.
I can wait alone.
Well, no. That's the least I can do.
Might be hours. You know how transport is.
I'm happy to sit here with you. It's fine. It's my penance. I was an arse. I'm sorry. Just...
paranoid?
Yeah. Paranoid. You know, you're a good guy. A good bloke. Good... good bloke.
Well, maybe not entirely paranoid. When you came running over, I thought... maybe.
Alas, no. Afraid not. Definitely not.
Perpetually single.
Yeah, me too. Well, sound like Chrissy, that is.
We all need someone to love, hmm?
Something like that.
Bye then.
Stephen reaches up to touch Dan's face, then leans in and kisses him tenderly on the cheek. Then he gets into the waiting minibus. Dan glances over and sees Greg sitting outside smoking, watching them. A horrified expression crosses his face.
Try again. Delaware Foundation.
There's nothing about a medical charity. I'm sorry, Mr. Mallet.
Do you reckon I've been played? Been dragged into one of his scams?
I don't know. Yes, Michael's a bit of a fool, but he's no master villain.
Spence! Delaware Foundation. It doesn't exist.
Professor Google, what's up?
So what's your game, eh? Fake charities, tax breaks or something?
Yes, that's it, exactly.
Don't mess me around.
Why not? You're not going to believe what I got to say anyway.
You're as bad as Gary. No, you're worse. He's small-time compared to
hey,
you.
I don't have to answer to you. Now, I know Hansen's getting on everyone's nerves, but have you actually suffered? You get to go home, forget about it, come back another day. You lie awake at night thinking about what's happened? Do you?
So what am I supposed to think? You dragged me through some kind of dodgy financial scam.
Here's your receipt from Hobacare. And if a pair of indigo low-rise skinny jeans show up at your house, they're mine. Because I figured if you can spend 15 grand just like that, then what's the difference?
Delaware Foundation.
Yeah. Happy now? Got the paperwork. It's all above board.
Okay. I misread the situation. I've done a good thing. Stupid thing, but a good thing.
Well, apology accepted. You let the Crime Stoppers know that our man might try to flee the country.
Hey, the mallet doesn't grass, all right? Except for these kind of scenarios.
Hansen's unhooking paper clips from a chain.
Come in.
Sahira enters. She walks over to the desk and notices the neat lines of paper clips laid out in front of Hansen.
Do you have a minute to talk?
If by talk you mean listen to you apologise for your foul behaviour towards Gillian Kavanagh.
What?
Gossiping about her personal life, bullying, high-handed disregard for her professional opinion, putting a dead mouse in her lunch. How are things in the lower fourth?
It wasn't like that.
Never heard of such mean-spirited schoolgirl antics.
Well, I'm sorry, but if you don't want schoolgirl antics, then don't infantilise us.
All of this, all this checking up on us, all this micromanagement, having to run everything through you, having every detail cross-examined, it's making everyone...
Turn in on each other. Yes, Mr. Hope warned me about the sea monsters. I just didn't think it would be one of my registrars.
I'm sorry. I've been an off day.
So now who's pathetic? Not just Nurse Collins.
Okay, I was a bitch. I picked on the little guy because I was too timid to confront... to say what everyone was saying.
Well, say it. Say away. I'm just a listening sponge here to soak up your oral wisdom.
All this is beneath you. It makes you look petty.
Thank you for your feedback. If you'd like to write it in pro forma for my sign-off, I'd be most grateful.
Sahira leaves, and Hansen looks down at his neat arrangement of paper clips. Chrissy finds Oliver in AAU.
Hello. Crisis over?
What crisis?
Dan said there'd been a crisis.
Really? I wouldn't know. I haven't seen him all day.
Chrissy looks worried. Out in the corridor, she bumps into Dan.
Where have you been? What have you been up to?
I've been on Keller.
Naya, Ollie busted you.
I've been around.
I might look stupid, but I'm not.
I think a woman with a honeymoon coming up shouldn't ask too many questions.
You've booked it. So, where are we going?
My lips are sealed.
Tell me. Tell me.
Okay. I'll give you a clue. Donald Bradman. Mel Gibson. Russell Crowe.
Australia. Australia?
Yes.
We're going to Australia. Ah!
She hugs him, and over her shoulder, Dan frowns guiltily.
Hey, how'd it go with Hansen?
Oh, okay, I think. Yeah, well.
Goodness me. He's calling an impromptu staff meeting. Bodes ill, my friends. Or well, depending.
Wow, the mouse that roared. Sorry, poor choice of words.
You did incinerate this, son.
Yes, of course I did.
What did you do? Run to the pet shop, find another mouse and paint it the same colour?
I'm going to tell him that the mouse died. Don't know how. Is that his histology? Great.
How do you get them so fast? I've been here 7 years and I still get Elaine shouting at me about the working time directive.
You just need to know how to cheat the system.
Sorry, I could only find ones with windows.
No worries. Thanks.
Right, there's good news and bad news.
Is my mum dead?
No. No, she's not.
Just on holiday. 1 week.
The good news is that your breathing problem is not as serious as I was worried about.
Is it because I'm a fat lump?
No. No, it's because you have an allergy. Do you know what an allergy is?
No milk. No pears.
No animals. The fur makes you sick.
Okay. Can I still work at the children's zoo?
I'm sorry, no. I think handling the pets has made your condition worse.
In the shop? On the till, maybe?
Maybe. Anyway, I was thinking perhaps Andy could come and live with me. I have a little son, and I'm sure he would love to take you.
Andy is my mum's friend on holiday.
No, no, I mean Andy, your friend, the mouse. We could buy him a little cage and...
Okay.
And Indy take good care of him.
My mum's not dead, is she? Just on holiday.
No, she's just on holiday.
Responding to a sense that the current level of oversight and administrative rigour has led to some unintended consequences, I'm proposing a new system whereby the lion's share of the compliance submissions and regulatory procedures are devolved in full to the clinical leads.
Sorry, doesn't this mean me?
All of you. Autonomy. Decentralising. Exciting stuff. Training, safety, bed management, theatre schedules, risk control, infection reports, and best of all, statistics.
Are we allowed to use our calculators?
Obviously, you will discover that the paperwork required by the risk reduction framework is entirely superfluous and is merely done to satisfy the demands of a pedantic and controlling upper management. Good luck.
I'm not sure if this outcome is entirely positive.
On the plus side, I get to do your appraisals.
Everything just gets simpler and simpler.
Fly, my pretty, fly.
Mary Claire runs out. She scuttles down the stairs, clutching her suitcase, and runs outside to a waiting car. The driver runs round to open the boot, but she just slings the case into the back of the car. In his office, Hansen is standing by the window with the bird in a cage. He opens the window and starts to open the cage door, but then he pauses, looking outside for a long moment before deciding against letting the bird go and shutting the cage door again. Jack stands looking down at Freya in her cot. Meanwhile, Michael emerges from a lift and bumps into Gillian, who's on her way out.
Hey, do you have a second? I want to say sorry for that business at the barbecue.
Oh, well, that was the old you, I know.
I would like to, I don't know, find a way to make it up to you.
What do you suggest?
Well, okay, the only things I can think of are probably make it seem like I'm trying to buy you off.
Oh, I accept vouchers for most fashion and beauty stores.
It's just going to be difficult to see you every day if I'm unable to make amends.
Well, you won't need to see me because I came back too soon.
She turns to leave.
And look, for what it's worth, it wasn't just you. And obviously it wasn't. It took a bit more than some Spence lecture to tip me over the edge.
She turns away again, pressing the button for the lift. Michael heads through some double doors and past the nurse's station.
Mr. Spence, got something for you from Mr. Bickerton.
An envelope entitled Delaware Foundation with a bundle of cash inside.
Wow.
Michael flicks through the bundle of £50 notes.
Well, guess we've all paid our dues.
He puts the cash into a charity collection bucket. Outside, Sahira is digging a small hole in the ground. She takes a small sterile dressing box containing Jamal's mouse and places it in the hole, pressing the earth down over it. As she gets up, she notices Hansen walking past in his coat.
Mr. Spence, it's reached me that you've funded an anastomosis in Holby Care. Surely the killer blow to the lifestyle you've enjoyed.
Well, means to me.
Exactly. Self-denial is akin to self-control.
Maybe.
Believe me, Mr. Spence, it is.
Hansen walks off, and Michael starts up his car.